So, Tom, yesterday we had Christian Dubé kicking off Santé Québec, his new solution for our healthcare system. And I listened to part of an interview this morning with a gentleman by the name of David Levine, who used to work, I think at one point, he was in Montreal Regional Health as an administrator, worked as a junior minister in the provincial government in healthcare.
Exactly.
He was asked what he thought about, and I wanted you to hear this.
If that manager they put in is only there to police the organization, to provide information as to why this isn't working and why that isn't working, he'll never be accepted. If there's still an attitude of find me the scapegoat, which is an attitude that exists within the ministry, then the change of culture that the minister realizes is necessary. I hear the minister and he knows what the problems are. He knows what has to be corrected. But I don't think there's a change of culture within the ministry and an attitude of how to manage a complex system like the healthcare system we have.
So this idea of just, you know, putting in managers will, from what I'm taking, basically do nothing. Is that your take?
Well, I have to tell you that I've known David Levine for a long time, even though he was on the other side because he sat as a PQ. Oh, sorry. He was named a PQ junior minister, but didn't manage to get elected after. But he was around, and I've met him in other activities since his time in politics. And he's one of the best public administrators we've ever had, irrespective of party allegiances. What he just said is exactly right. And it's what I said in my paper in the Gazette yesterday. It's that if the ministry keeps its talons in this new agency, it is doomed. That's why I also say, and I've been saying it in French media, and I'll say it to you again, this thing has to be located in Montreal. It cannot, under any circumstances, be located in Quebec City, because the dead zombie hand of the grossly incompetent Ministry of Health in Quebec City will kill it. By the way, that's what he was saying. He says there has to be a change of culture from that wretched culture that exists in the health ministry. It's been handed down like a burnt out torch from generation to generation of people who have worked in that ministry in Quebec City. It is, and I said it to you yesterday, I mean it. I worked for decades in Quebec City. I was in that machine. I have to tell you, nothing has ever been as bad as the health ministry. Oh, sure, we've got incompetent ministries like transport, but nothing as bad as health, because it has spawned generations of resentment within the culture of that ministry. They actually don't like doctors. If you're reading a recent report out of the health ministry on seniors, they'll talk about other professions by naming them, les infirmières and so forth, but doctors are referred to as l'effectif médical, the medical resource. The word doctor is like it burns their tongues. So, I mean, this is the culture that David Levine is saying has to be changed. So I put in David Levine's name as of today to be the president of the Agence de Santé, if Christian Dubé is listening.
Oh, okay. So you're recommending David Levine for that position. I guess he's not taking over for Christian Dubé. Would you like to see him somehow serve on a commission of some kind?
Well, I mean, they're setting up this agency. You know, let's get the best people.
Wow, Levine,
he's one of the best people we've ever had. I mean, it was very tough for Levine. I mean, you know, like I know a handful of Anglo-Pacists, and believe me, their life was never easy. Levine was named to a top hospital position in Ottawa after his political stuff didn't work out here. And the minute it became known in Ottawa that he had once been, you know, a part of the PQ, I mean, they threw him out. So this guy's paid a heavy price for his convictions, because he's got convictions. He doesn't change them easily. And what he's just said there about the culture at the ministry is something that comes out of his decades of experience.
All right.
The other thing that stood out to me today was in Aaron Durfel's coverage, of course, the Gazette health reporter, saying that when he went through this document, this 300-page document, Santé Québec, the word patient only came up four times, so not even a smattering of times, really, whereas the word private came up more than 200 times. I'd love to know what you think about that.
Once every 300 articles, we talk about the patient. I love it, because there are 1,200 articles in this thing. And it's interesting, because one of the arguments that's being put forward by the government, they're comparing this agency to the NIH in Great Britain, but I'm not sure that that's the best model, because they started privatizing about a decade ago, and a very important massive study that was published in The Lancet last summer proves that treatable illnesses have led to morbidity in so many cases simply because people are not getting treatment. So I would not use the Brits as my reference point for very much on the health side.
All right. So, Tom, today, boy, it's taken a long time to get here. The report on the Nova Scotia mass shooting condemning the RCMP. I mean, this is pretty harsh as far as the RCMP is concerned in so many different ways.
Yeah, it's beyond harsh. By the way, it was NHS that I should have said before, not NIH. That's American. With regard to this report on the absolute bungling of the shooting in Portapique and the tragedy that led to so many deaths in that mass shooting, I have, again, been around for a long time. I've never seen a whipping like this. I mean, this, and interestingly enough, the new interim commissioner of the RCMP was there today saying the steps they've already taken and, you know, answering this. But let's make a link to what we were just talking about with the health. You know, we've talked about this massive new model that they've come up with, and it's based on more than 30 years of attempts, 30 years of reports, 30 years of studies, 30 years of attempts at reforms. And I think that somebody's finally getting it right. We have had more than 30 years of reports about what's wrong with the RCMP, because almost everything's wrong about the RCMP. It doesn't take away from the extraordinary women and men who serve in the RCMP. I always want to make that point. But as a structure, as an institution, it is, you know, I sound like Poilievre here, but I'm going to use the word anyway, it is entirely broken. And that's what comes out of this very official report today. They say everything from the training, which is like 6 months out in Regina, they said, shut that thing down, make it into a three-year program. They give the reference of Finland. I can give them another reference, three-year program in Quebec Cégeps. 3 years of post-secondary, then you go to a national institute like the one in Nicolette that we have, and you wind up with pretty darn professional cops, which we have here in Quebec. So I think that there are models that can be followed. The most important thing to change, by the way, and they say that as well, it makes no sense to have what is supposed to be your FBI. You can't be the FBI and a meter maid. And yet, if you go to a big suburb like Surrey, BC, or if you go to a small town, you know, in the north, or a medium-sized town in Manitoba, you know, why is the RCMP giving out traffic tickets in Dauphin? Why does it give out parking tickets in Surrey? It makes no sense. That's not a national police force. So I think that the provinces should be given, you know, lots of people, lots of resources. You know, if you take this station, take all these folks that want to transfer over and be forced to come up with their own provincial services. This whole idea of contracting out the police services for provinces, that's what they're pointing at. And I think that they're completely right. Now, it's interesting to watch because I don't think that Trudeau's ever going to do this. But even though his themes are law and order, I would suspect that the one politician who'd be willing to tackle this thing is called Pierre Poilievre, because he is interested in an administrative result, in a management result. He talks about that all the time. He is on his law and order teams. He's doing well with them, by the way. And I think that if he wants to tackle this thing headlong, for once, Canadians won't just see the red surge and the musical ride and the symbolism. They'll say, this makes no sense. Let's get it fixed. And the guy who can do it, I think, Poilievre.